Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, Virginia. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 18th, 2024. March Madness is here. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cakesawville is back.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop.
Welcome back, Cakes.
Thank you, sir.
You had an exciting Friday. Saw that match day.
We did, yeah.
Congratulations to Kurt Awville.
Explain to people what happened, yeah.
Match day, for those that do not know, which is probably the majority of people. That is when med students, they get matched up with their spot where they will conduct their residency
right.
for the next 3 or 4 years, depending on your discipline, whatever your field of choice is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And all the med students gather with their families, their friends.
Where are they hosted at?
This one was at the M&T Exchange in Baltimore.
All right.
Which is right around the corner from the Hippodrome.
Okay.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
So everybody gathers. All the students get their envelopes with their destinations at
noon. And they open at the same
time?
They
all open at the same time at the end of the countdown. And the students...
All right, so it's before you explain. Mm-hmm. What were his top choices?
Mm-hmm.
What were the options? What were his top choices?
And I have one other question. Is mm-hmm. this pre or before they take the boards?
The boards. I'm not sure exactly what the boards... Like, I don't know what that... question.
I thought you have to take
details.
The boards after. It's kind of like in law school, you graduate mm-hmm. from law school, but you still have to pass the bar.
That I'm not sure of. Not sure of that line of questioning. So anyway,
I'm going to guess post.
Give me his choices.
His top choices were, if I can remember his top five, Philadelphia was number one.
All right.
Denver was number two. Carolina was number three. Portland, Maine, I believe, made the top five, and I'm pretty sure Boston was mm-hmm. in the top five too.
Mm-hmm.
And he got Carolina. He got his third choice.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
Which is great.
It's
Sup close. Dogs in the house.
Sup Dogs will be at Franklin Street
yeah.
With his girlfriend Eleanor. They are moving down there together in late May, early June.
Yeah, that's what I saw him with the chick. I assume that was his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, who somehow studied this in like her business class or something, all about matching and mm-hmm. for med school. And she said, yeah, if you're a couple, they try to match you in the same school. They don't want to break up couples.
Ah, okay. Well, they're not a med school couple. She's not. She's not in med school.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But she has a remote job, so she can work.
She can go wherever.
Wherever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cakes, I'm guessing the medical boards are after.
Okay.
Who knows? Does he have his medical license yet?
That I do not know.
So it's different terminology.
All I know is he'll be, you can address him as a doctor come May.
Yeah.
So, like, next month.
Nice.
So, he will be heading down south.
That's awesome.
Close enough where we can hop in the car or a short flight. It's very nice.
I mean, it would have been fine. It's a plane flight away wherever.
Yeah, anywhere.
But it would have been more of a pain in the ass if he went to Denver.
But yeah. Philly was his top choice. He gets Carolina, which he wasn't even sure he was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was surprised by it, and he's happy with it. So, We're all happy. It was fun.
It's way better than Philly. Philly's a dump. Yeah. You know what? He made a bad choice. He ended up in a perfect
lowest
spot.
Lowest cost of living, too, which is great.
Perfect.
Yep. He said that he could just live like a baller down in Carolina. So
it looked like you went to a rager, too.
Yes, he had a party at his place.
I saw all the pictures that you were posting, and Cakes was pointing to alcohol, probably all cheap bottles of alcohol.
Yeah. My son, he took all the good booze they had and stuffed it in the closet because he doesn't want just 60 people coming over and actually drinking the good booze. He had people bring some booze. I brought some Scotty's vodka, of course, to bring to the party. And it was all the janky booze that was left over, like the Evan Williams whiskey, Jägermeister, you know, stuff that's just once you've had six or seven drinks, you don't really care what you're drinking. That's what people were hitting for that picture that I posted.
Well, perfect. Exciting for you because you can visit your boy without having to take a flight.
Yeah.
And you can visit Brett while you're there.
Certainly could do that.
You can have some sup dogs.
Yep. Definitely do that.
So very cool.
I can say I've been to both Sup Dogs when I hit the one in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, that's the one I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know where he ends up after his residency, but I can tell you I came from a family of doctors on the Puerto Rican side. My mm-hmm. grandfather was a physician, and then two of my uncles were doctors. One of them went to medical school in Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. but his residency was in Albany.
Yeah.
And he's been in Albany, New York since. My other uncle, residency in New York City, he went back to Puerto Rico. But a lot of times where you establish your residency, you make ties, you make your business ties, and boom, you're there.
Yeah, my son has a moral conundrum now where he feels like he's going to be forced to root for the Tar Heels. He's grown up as a Terp, grew up basically hating Duke, hating Carolina.
Different conferences now.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, they're not in the Big Ten. We bolted from the ACC. He's like, I think I'm going to be an honorary Tar Heels fan.
I think he can, just not when they play the Terps. If they ever play the Terps.
Yeah, not when they play the Terps, of course.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, I think
have you been to Chapel Hill before?
Never been.
Oh, it's a great town.
Been in North Carolina plenty of times, but never to Chapel Hill.
It's just a great college town. It's really cool.
Yeah.
The campus is awesome.
Franklin mm-hmm. Street, you'll love that.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Did you already have a spill, EB?
It's not me. I just open it, and these things are all charged up. I don't know. I literally did this. So. I don't know. Maybe somebody shook the case.
Hey, at least you brought like a cloth to clean up.
I'm using my Crown Royal thing.
Very good.
But I guess, you know, whatever. We just got a bad batch here in that case, I guess. I don't know.
Don't sleep.
Yeah. Be careful when you open.
Don't sleep on the can exploding on EB.
And then Kelsey ran her marathon. She looks like she ran an awesome time.
She
broke 3:30, right?
Her personal best was 1 minute faster, but she said the elevation was a lot greater. So even though it was maybe a minute slower, she felt like it was better.
Oh, really?
So
it was within a minute of her PB?
Yeah, I think she did she's now done three marathons. So I ran the New York City Marathon with her a couple years ago. Although I only ran with her for about half a mile, and then she took off.
Like, you're slowing me down, Pops.
Yeah, and then she did the Long Beach Marathon, and this was the L.A. Marathon, and she finished. Yeah, she qualified for the Boston Marathon again. So I think she will do the Boston Marathon not next year, but in 2025 if she continues to run, and I think that she will because she loves it. She's made some friends in the Venice Beach Running Club.
Oh, very cool.
So, and I think that's helped her times, too, because she made – you know, girlfriend that they hang out and go to restaurants all the time, but she's maybe a little bit faster. Just pushed her.
When we were in Louisville, there was like a typical like 5K, 10K, whatever it was. It kind of shut down the downtown mm-hmm. area on like Saturday morning, and we were up getting coffee. And my wife was like, I can't believe these people get up. It was all cold.
Yeah.
And they're all in their shorts.
Yeah.
They're running. But you had people cheering them on. And I said, yeah, I know. It's just, it's like a community thing. You know, people they kind of get into it. It's not for me.
I'm not fully part of the community. I'm more a visitor.
Mm-hmm.
But I am doing – Farley's throwing a race called the Parkway Classic in late April. I'm doing that. But it's a 10-miler.
Right.
I think I've settled in. Like, when I did my half marathon, I had a pretty good time. And Farley, who I've done two marathons, he was like, you know what? You're probably more of a half marathon guy.
Yeah, that's
which is true because
you've already knocked him out.
I did two marathons and I broke down both times. My body just can't handle it.
Well, but I mean, it's
10 to 13 miles.
It's a crazy
is
endeavor.
More my speed.
Yeah, I mean, 26.2 miles is human body's not really it's not designed to do that. Like, it, pushing yourself to the most extreme of limits.
Is she addicted to it?
She loves it.
Yeah,
she must be.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you do well, you usually want to continue whatever you do well. That's
right.
Part of the reason I probably want to quit golf, because I'm not doing well.
I don't know about that. I ran a pretty good time the first marathon.
And you
haven't done
done
one since. hung the shoes up. I said, you know what? That's a good time. I probably won't beat it. And I'm quitting.
Dude, you did great.
But you did it once.
I did it once.
That's unbelievable. Yeah,
put it on the list.
I know. I wish I had that on my resume. I'll never have. I wonder what the. I'll have nothing impressive on my resume.
Yeah, you'll have something.
Well, your email address is for 30 years has touted a certain score in golf.
Yeah. Was that a pretty easy golf course?
That's all right.
When, you know,
still shot 74.
Yeah, still. It was a long time ago. Last time I played, I think I shot 91.
Matt, how was your weekend?
It was great. Thanks for asking. Busy.
Yeah, Valdez was playing golf all weekend.
Well,
yeah,
she's
holding up.
It is holding up. Yeah. The weather was unbelievable. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Uh-huh.
But yes, thanks for asking. It's holding up. Played at Potomac Shores for the Shores Cup. Finished in seventh place out of, I think, 28 people.
That's pretty good. Top 25%, if my math is correct.
You're doing better than AK.
Is that a solo tournament? Do you have a partner?
Yeah, it's a solo tournament.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's a year-long event. Like,
do they
almost
do
like
it
the
with
FedEx
your
Cup.
Handicap?
Yeah.
Or?
Yes, it's handicap.
I never quite understand some of these tournaments.
That's because you're not good enough to get invited.
Oh, no.
Drabby, anything special for you at the Cahills?
I don't know anything special. I mean, on Bit Season last week, I don't know how we got talking about running, but I told Valdez I couldn't run a 5K. Speaking of running marathons, I told him I couldn't run a 5K.
Right.
And then Mike, my buddy from the gym, heard that. And I get to the gym on Friday, and he goes, let's go run a 5K.
Okay.
And then my legs turned to noodles all weekend long.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do anything and just shifted around all weekend.
You actually did. You ran a 5K.
I did run the 5K, but just ruined my weekend, pretty much.
Well, I mean, if you don't run and then all of a sudden you're just running a 5K, it's not an easy thing to do. Like, just go out and run three plus miles.
O&D Nubs Trail.
The Nubs Trail.
Did you have the proper gear? Did he warn you? At least you had running shoes and all that.
Yeah. I had running shoes, I guess. Just whatever I was wearing.
Right.
Well, at least it was great weather. You weren't running in the cold.
And then I went to one of just the silliest chain restaurants that everybody sleeps on Saturday night with my kids and wife.
Can we get a guess?
Fridays.
No, Pommel's Fridays.
Crush's Fridays.
It's over in. There's a bunch of them all over. The one I went to was in Ashburn.
Red Robin. You love burgers and unlimited
Red Robin,
fries.
But these people are known for their steaks.
Oh,
Outback. These gets butts.
Longhorn?
Outback.
No, there's no Outback.
The Roadhouse.
Jam-packed.
I mean, just to the rafters on Saturday night.
Roadhouse is my one seed.
Yeah. Roadhouse free peanuts? Is that the one?
Was that Texas
Roadhouse?
Do they have the cinnamony butter like that you put on the rolls, or am I getting
course,
that mixed
yes,
up?
Yes.
Did you pick your steak out?
I thought about doing the Valdez trick,
okay.
Which the Valdez family trick, I guess, that he learned is to ask for rolls right before you leave and so you take them home.
That's a great move.
Is that what you do?
It's underrated.
My parents used to do that all the time. Yeah. And then we would always go there before Thanksgiving or Easter,
okay.
And then get a batch of rolls,
so
put them in the fridge. And then
do the rolls go in your mom's purse? Like, where do they go on the way out?
You get a to-go bag. You get a little styrofoam box.
Okay.
He's just saying the timing of the order is perfect.
Timing of the order.
It is. Yeah.
It's like right before dessert, you order your rolls.
No? Like, you've probably tipped them a decent amount. Like,
I think at this point, if you want more rolls, you have to pay for them.
Mm. Well, I should mention a shout out. This is the first time it's happened to me in the history of the show.
Okay.
Maybe it's happened to you guys.
All right.
It has never happened to me. Once offered, but never executed. Swimming practice on Sunday, and my wife wasn't there, had arranged a play date afterwards.
More tipping.
And the dad wanted to go to breakfast. We go to IHOP. Met a couple that listens to the show. I went to pay the bill at the end.
They comped you.
They had already taken care of it.
Oh, look at that.
I feel bad. I don't know the lady's name. And her husband, big listener of the show, said that he bought the book. They asked me to take a picture with them. They were really nice. I was like, no big deal.
That's cool.
So sorry to interrupt your meal. We see you're here with other people. So sorry, but he listens every day and blah, blah, blah. So I took the picture. The only thing is I didn't never learn the name. I never learned the name. They left maybe 15, 20 minutes before I left IHOP, and Bill was taken care of.
Sweet.
Very cool. That's,
so that's shout nice. Out to the unnamed couple.
Very nice.
That is awesome.
Very nice gesture by them.
Has that ever happened to you?
Not that I can recall, no.
The only other time it almost happened was when I went to lunch with EB's mom at the Bowie Town Center at Mezza Grill, and a guy recognized me and her. And he actually threatened to throw money. He said, no, no, don't worry about it. He's like, no, let me, at least I can do this in 25 years. Let me buy you guys lunch. And I just felt like a douche to accept
it. Yeah, you can.
Did you accept it?
That time, no.
Hmm.
But this time, like, unbeknownst to me.
There's nothing you can do. It's already paid for.
And then the manager came over.
I would have accepted it.
The manager came over and said the bill's taken care of. So then I just paid a tip. And they actually had taken care of the tip, too.
Mm-hmm. So you hooked them.
Man, that's nice.
You hooked them up.
Well, I think that's happened to me before, but it's been a while. But
your move is you've done that to other people, though, right?
I do it at Christmas time.
I do it at Christmas time.
I've never done that.
I've never done it either.
I've never driven through like a McDonald's drive-through. I'm like, hey, the people behind me, I'm gonna pay their bill.
I know you don't think about it.
It's never happened.
Well, McDonald's. He does it at real restaurants.
But I always make sure it's a two-top, and they don't have a bunch. They don't have a big bottle of wine on the table.
I did it one time at Target. I was behind a person, and they were struggling, and the cards weren't working, and I said, you know what?
Struggling.
Let me just pay for it. Because I just want to get out of it, to be honest with you.
I just didn't want to be inconvenienced.
It wasn't that much. It was $20 or whatever that was. And they were offended. But I was like, hey, I'm just trying to help you out here, brother, if you don't want it. You know. And then they thanked me or whatever and took it. But they were offended initially.
I am 99%,
oh, really?
99% sure that I over-tipped at lunch Friday. We went out to lunch at Little Italy after match day.
Mm-hmm.
And I took care of the bill. And one of Kurt's friends like tried to pay $40 out of his pocket. He's like, no, that's outrageous. Not taking your money. I get the bill, and there
5 years
not,
from now,
there,
you make more money than all of us.
I'm sure. I'm sure. There are 9 people there. I look at the bus because sometimes they'll add an auto tip if there's 8 or 6 or 8 people in your party or more. And at the bottom it said service charge like $45, and I was like, I did a lot of this. Like, I was perusing. I was like,
you were like, is that the tip?
I was like, is this the tip? But I didn't want to look like a miser and a cheapskate, so I just put
another on top of it.
I just put $50 on.
The double tip.
That guy was probably butt-sized when he came back.
Cakes is
that.
So bad at math. Yeah. He tapped out.
Because you didn't want to put a zero in the tip.
I was pretty sure that it was a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a gratuity.
Yes.
Because it seemed like about 18 or 20% of the bill. It was around there, but I didn't want to look like a skinflint, so I just randomly threw.
I know you stick at math, but can't
you
figure out 20% pretty quickly?
For the most part, that I can do.
But the fact that it said service charge—that's what got you.
Service charge throws you.
I think it was more like 18% because I think that's what they generally use. Like your auto
tip. That was definitely
18%.
Auto
tip.
It's
fine. Doesn't matter. He's a good waiter. I hooked him. Yeah,
hey, EB, are you down a hat for the weekend? Did you throw your hat in when your son had a hat trick?
No.
You certainly didn't throw in your Strixon hat.
Yeah. No.
Parents don't do that in lacrosse?
No, people were joking about it, but no. It was very cool. Stevie's having a great season so far, really exciting. But didn't throw my hat. I actually was bitter because thank God my wife checks our credit card bills. Mm-hmm. Speaking of expenses.
Sure.
Remember I was in Staten Island last week?
Mm-hmm.
She sends a group text to my family. She goes, did anybody order a pizza from Domino's? Some douche in Staten Island bought it. So obviously, I must have used a skimmer or something when I was in Staten Island. Somebody in Staten Island bought a Domino's pizza.
And they stole your credit card.
Somehow they got my credit card information. Now, it's only a pizza.
Yeah.
But...
That's
crazy
that she would even notice something like that. Question of Domino's pizza.
We spend so much money, she checks the bill.
Fine tooth comb.
She checks it. She caught it. It was like a $31 expense. But you know what that means? So we caught all the
kids. New credit card.
You got a new credit card.
Coming.
It's the worst.
Got to cancel all my automatic pay. My Colonial parking.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you can think of.
Yeah.
I got Uber.
I
got to
go through the same thing today. I got to call.
All of that.
I have to call the Office of Employment Services in D.C. because there's fake John Allville getting unemployment checks.
This is unbelievable.
Using my
still going on?
Still happening.
Even though you have the PIN number for taxes, that's from taxes.
Still happening. They're like, oh, we have this guy's social and his name and his address. So I have to call them today, sit on hold for I'm sure 20 minutes. Talk to some bureaucrat.
Do I have to get, like, LifeLock or something so that doesn't happen?
I don't know what I need.
Did you tell them that you're actually overemployed, not unemployed?
Yeah, I should tell them that. But I know I'm going to get a bureaucrat that doesn't know what they're doing on the other end of the phone, and I'm going to be stuck in cyber hell for over an
hour
today.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, that's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. I got a tax return. I was like, I've never filed for unemployment in D.C., ever.
That's the
worst.
But
somebody who's using
someone
my
got 2,000 bucks.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Here's the thing. Back to my situation for a second. I only went to a cigar shop and I went to a pizza place. The cigar shop looked like a shot out of like Sopranos.
Yeah.
I think that's the culprit.
And what self-respecting person is ordering? You know what? I'm
a Domino's
yeah,
pizza.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, I understand.
Could be a sponsor. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, but like on Long Island.
Staten Island, you're right in the heart of New York pizza. You got to order a New York pizza.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. It was bizarre. But I told my wife, just let it be. Maybe that's the only thing. Maybe they just use a little bit on everybody's card.
Yeah.
Because it's such a hassle.
It is. That's what it is. That's the biggest hassle. It takes forever.
And it's like the third time in a year that I've had to do this.
I know. It happened with me, with my daughter's debit card about 2 weeks ago. Someone tried to buy, it's just crazy. Someone tried to buy tickets to...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Disneyland.
Okay. Right.
It's a big purchase.
Out in L.A.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like $450.
Right.
Right.
But my bank immediately
caught it.
This is crazy.
Why somebody try to buy tires?
Yeah, but what you got to do is you got to cancel the debit card.
Right. Yes.
And you got to order another one.
And I think
like seven
it's
to 10 days.
Of the skimmer, right? They have those skimmers in those machines.
I don't know.
I don't know how they get it.
The Cowboy Todd deals with.
Cowboy Todd to the rescue.
Yeah.
I think he's got a new job. Or he's wrapping up his job. I talked to him a couple weeks ago.
Maybe he's a professional frisbee guy. Disc golf.
Hey, it's disc golf. Yeah, okay, disc golf community would be outraged.
All right, you want to chime in throughout the show? You can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can text a fan on the Times Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. A lot to get into, from NFL free agency to trades to the NCAA tournament. Chris Nockey covers college hoops. Will join us coming up at 8 right here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.